What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now the countdown to Buffalo begins September the 7th. The Orioles playing out the string in what has been a very disappointing season. One of the most disappointing seasons of recent vintage, I guess. Joining us now to talk about, the debacle of last night. Pitcher's duel. Kramer was great. Kirby was outstanding. It is what it is. Now you got another pitcher's duel tonight with Rogers against Gilbert. He's our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Long time voice of the Orioles. Let's bring in Jim Hunter. Jim, what's happening?
Hey, partner. How you doing?
Doing all right, Jim. And I was thinking about it. Of recent years, the Orioles have had playoff failings before 97, losing to Cleveland, 2014, getting swept by KC, last 2 years, didn't win a game, et cetera, et cetera. But what season maybe compares to this one where you had expectations going in and didn't even sniff the playoffs? Maybe 98, 2017, I guess. Where does 25 rate, at least of the last 25 to 30 years, in regards to, hey, man, the Orioles are going to be good this year, and then you look at the standings in August, going, oh, man, they stink.
Well, I think 1998, as you mentioned, probably fits this discussion, because the 97 team, that was my first year, by the way, the team went wire to wire, and if Armando Benitez doesn't hang two sliders against the then Indians, the Orioles go to the World Series. And in 1998, David Johnson was replaced by Ray Miller, and the team had high expectations because basically the same team was back from the year before that went wire to wire, and it just didn't click for them that year. And they underachieved and finished below 500. And by the way, that began the stretch of 14 straight years below 500 for the Orioles before they turned it around and got back in the playoffs in 2012.
Now, we look at, you mentioned the 14 straight losing seasons, and hopefully, and I don't think it is, this doesn't start that run of futility. But, I mean, we didn't think it was going to be a rebuild going into the offseason, Jim, but it's a retooling. But now with Batista's questionable status going into 2026, I mean, is the retooling, if you will, going to be a lot tougher for Mike Elias than, say, it was even a month ago?
You know, I think you're right, because they have so many needs. And, you know, the Batista injury, as the manager Manzolino worded it yesterday, a significant shoulder injury. We have no idea what that means. I'm sure some kind of surgery is looming, although I don't have any inside information. But when the manager says significant injury, that leads you to believe that something surgically has to be corrected. And, you know, they need veterans on this team. I mean, you see what they've done since the trade deadline. They've gone 3-7, and they scored only 23 runs since the deadline. That's 2.3 runs per game. And they've also been shut out three times in the 10 games since the deadline. So that's not going to get it done. They need some veterans in here. You know, you look at last night, Seattle. They had a great trade deadline. They got Suarez and Naylor from the Diamondbacks, and Naylor drove in the only run last night. So, you know, the Orioles are going to need to supplement the young core with some veteran players that they know can play. And that's going to be a challenge. I mean, they seem reluctant, although they restocked the farm system at the trade deadline, but they seem reluctant to trade. You know, they could have gotten Garrett Crochet, but they didn't want to give up what the White Sox were asking. And, you know, how good would he look in this rotation right now?
Jim Hunter joining us, talking about the Orioles in action tonight, 6:35 against the Mariners, who have won 8 in a row. Trevor Rogers against Logan Gilbert. All right, let's assume, Jim, that the save opportunities might not be plentiful for Tony Manzalino down the stretch here because of the problems that the Orioles have. Where do you go? I mean, Keegan Akins had a couple of opportunities to do so, blew the save on Sunday, passed against the A's. I mean, you need a scorecard kind of sorted now to keep up with even who's coming out of the bullpen. If your man's up, how are you handling these situations game by game?
You know, that's a very good question, because obviously they don't have any confidence in the bullpen right now, because everyone out there that's remaining, I mean, they traded away their best relievers at the deadline. So the players that are out there, you just don't know what you're going to get from day to day. So I think what he'll probably do is do the old matchup thing. You know, if it's lefty, righty, lefty, it'll probably be Akin again. Or, hey, it could be Enns. I mean, he's pitched very well since they acquired him. If it's righty, 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 maybe Garcia, who pitched last night, gets in there. So I think because they don't have very much confidence in the bullpen right now, I think if they do have a save opportunity in the remaining games, I think he'll do the matchup thing.
Jim, getting back to the offense or lack thereof, Jackson Holliday, look, great sophomore season, a borderline all-star a few weeks back, but struggling right now at the top of the lineup. When you watch him scuffle, what's kind of the problem for him? We've talked about the K rate's been a little higher than you like from your leadoff hitter, but his power numbers have kind of dwindled. I mean, his slugging percentage is below 2, I think, here in August.
Well, he did have a base hit last night, which was a good sign. And, you know, you and I talked about it on BBT last night of his struggles as of late. But I think it's just the league has adjusted to him, and now he has to adjust back. If you're having success, they're going to figure out a way to get you out, and then it's up to you to adjust to that adjustment, if that makes sense. I mean, this is a copycat league, and if a team figures out a way to get you out, other teams are going to follow that. And you know, who knows what they're teaching him? I wish he would listen more to his dad, because when his dad picked up a slight flaw in his approach by watching video, all of a sudden he began to hit. So hopefully Matt is watching and can figure something out. But I don't have any problem with what he's going through. I think it's just the modern adjustments of a second-year player.
All right, last thing for you. Trevor Rogers tonight, Jim Hunter, who's been outstanding. A year ago at this time, we're like, oh, my God. And nobody knew at that time either that Stowers was going to ascend to being an all-star and one of the top 50 players, according to ESPN and Major League Baseball right now. But talk about a guy that has turned around his career, I guess. It's certainly the way Oriole fans think of him as Trevor Rogers. So when he hits the hill, and tonight he's got a tough matchup against Gilbert, but your confidence level in Rogers at least keeping the Orioles in a game every...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
5 days.
Well, he certainly has done that. I mean, he has six consecutive quality starts, and that's all you can hope for. I mean, the first game after the trade deadline when they were in Chicago, he pitched the complete game and he lost because the Orioles didn't score. You know me, Bob. I always go by the premise that the starting pitcher needs to give the team a chance to win. And he's the guy you want on the mound right now. He's figured something out. He's pounding the strike zone, which is a good way to approach it. And I feel very strongly when he's on the mound. I mean, his track record this year will tell you that. You know, six consecutive quality starts, that's some pitching. And, you know, this is a team where the starting pitching has a 4.90 ERA, which is 28th in the major leagues. I mean, he's the one bright light, especially with Eflin now needing surgery and Grayson having surgery the other day. He's the one bright light. And, you know, when the season began, who would have saw this coming?
Jim Hunter, longtime voice of the Orioles, and our colleague here, 105.7 The Fan with Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Jim, always great to talk to you. I will talk to you, and, well, will we see each other? Anyway, I'll talk to you next week, at least.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That made me think about stuff. All right, there's Jim Hunter, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you at 410-583-1057. Ask earlier, do you have confidence in Mike Elias being the guy that can rebuild or retool whatever it has to be this offseason, get the Orioles back in the playoffs? Because this, is it a blip on the radar screen or the start of something catastrophic with an organization that looks so promising? Not even 12 months ago, Maryland football interest level is what? And who is the Orioles MVP? You have to be on the roster to win it. Right now, Trevor Rogers, could he really be the MVP of the team just like that?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.